Exclusive: Senator Bill Hagerty, Biden's open borders are killing our kids in Tennessee with drugs made with Chinese fentanyl. By Robert Krajicek on March 24, 2021. President Joe Biden's border and immigration policies are killing Americans by increasing drug trafficking into the U.S. from Mexico, said Senator Bill Hagerty on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Americans are dying of overdoses of illicit drugs laced with China-sourced fentanyl, Hagerty stated. China is pumping this fentanyl into Mexico, where it's manufactured and used as a component of drugs that are coming in and killing our kids in Tennessee. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, told Breitbart News on Tuesday that 30,000 Americans each year are dying of overdoses from drugs smuggled across the southern border. Listen. Hagerty added, why did the Biden administration remove the stay in Mexico policy, the migrant protection protocol, that had a dramatic impact of keeping the people that were seeking asylum south of the border? The Mexican government was even protecting the border. Now, they went straight to catch and release. They opened the door and it's a floodgate, right now. He continued, it's been an open invitation. And when you offer stimulus checks to illegal immigrants, what sort of incentive is that? It's all the wrong incentives, and that's why they've got a crisis of their own making on their hands. And it's really threatening the safety and security of states like mine. Hagerty said several sheriffs had advised him of increases in drug smuggling and human trafficking during Biden's presidency. Hagerty contrasted the Biden administration's treatment of American citizens with its approach to migrants seeking entry across the U.S.-Mexico border in terms of policies ostensibly implemented in response to Chinese coronavirus mitigation. We've been expected to lock down our communities, he remarked. We've been expected to shut our kids out of school. Yet Biden just opened the border for these folks and let them move in. I presume the answer is that they aren't testing them. Or they certainly aren't getting them all tested, and I'd like to know how many have tested positive. The Biden administration's separate standards for citizens and non-citizens with respect to restrictions framed as coronavirus prevention policies are driving a political awakening among Americans, Hagerty determined. The American public is waking up to what Biden is bringing forth to us, he claimed. If we think about just the exposure to COVID that's coming across the border and how different the treatment is for someone who's not a citizen versus the treatment that our own citizens and our own school children are going through, I think this is going to create a groundswell that's going to force the Biden administration into action. Last week, Hagerty requested information from the Biden administration regarding numbers of migrants released into the U.S. after encountered by Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The White House did not respond to his request for data. Hagerty said, I asked them very simple questions. I asked the Biden administration, since the president took office, how many of these migrants have been released in the United States by the Border Patrol, by ICE? I want to know how many of them are in Tennessee. I want to know how many of these children have spent more than 72 hours awaiting transfer to a health and human services facility. They won't answer that. What percentage of the migrants that have been apprehended at the border have actually been tested for COVID-19, and how many have been tested positive? Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.